You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God, and we are one day closer to spending eternity with Jesus. We are currently living in the reality. We've been going through the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And if anything that 2020 has showed, it is this, that God has a better plan for this world through salvation and healing than the devil's plan, which is through death, disease, and destruction. So we want to thank you for tuning in and being a part of what God is doing here. I want to start off today by saying thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you are in Central Brevard County and are having issues with your heating and air conditioning, you can give Bill a call there at Creative AC Solutions, and he can come out and get you fixed up and up and running. You know, there are so many different aspects to what is going on with a system that is designed to take a hot climate and make it into a cool climate. And Bill understands all of those different aspects, and sometimes it's a detailed fix, and sometimes it's, you know, not all that big a thing, you know. And when I see, you know, a person that is a master at what they do, I want to have them around. I'm part of a Facebook page, and a lot of times people will post on there, "Can you give me the name of an honest mechanic?" And so, "Can you give me the name of a great restaurant of this variety or a different variety?" And one of the things is air conditioning companies. And I can tell you, if you're in the central part of Brevard County, that Creative AC Solutions can get you fixed up. They will deal with you right. He knows how to make minor repairs. He knows how to make major repairs. He knows if you need a new system. And so I want to encourage you to give him a call, because you want somebody dealing with your system that you know is not going to take advantage of you. Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. Tell him you heard about him on the Refresh Radio program, and Pastor Bob says hello. So we are thankful that you are a part of this. We're looking forward to our Wednesday night. You know, I don't get a lot of feedback from people. I mean, there are some Facebook posts and things like that, but a few weeks ago I did a Wednesday night live stream, and I had people that came and said, "Pastor Bob, that was really, really good. It was really powerful." And some said, you know, I was with a coworker at work, and I told him, you need to go and watch this message. And so I think that was on the 15th of April was what day that was. And even my own daughter said, "Dad, that was really, really good." And so we're thankful that we still get to put the Word of God out there. And we pray that the Word of God finds a receptive home in your heart and in your life, and that you will be able to implement that as well. So pray for us as we continue to move forward and deal with the challenges of growth and progress and things like that. We don't intend to shrink back. We want to continue to press forward in Jesus' name. We're in Psalm 116, and I'm going to read verse number 7 through 9 today, verse 7 through 9, and that's where we're going to pick up. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk in the Lord in the land of the living. So we're going to finish this one out today, and then we're going to move over to Psalm 120, which you have to turn a lot of pages once you hit Psalm 119 in order to get there, unless you're using an electronic Bible, and then you don't have to turn nearly as far. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears. And that's where we ended on yesterday's program, that God wants to deliver us from going around filled with heartache and sorrow and remorse, and he wants us to move forward in the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And so it doesn't mean that whenever we decide that we are moving forward in the joy of the Lord or in the peace of God, when we're celebrating the fact that God has delivered us from tears, it doesn't discount how precious that person was that was in our life that we no longer have access to. It just simply says, you know what? I'm so blessed because of Jesus. That person is not just a part of my past. They are a part of my future. Hebrews chapter 12 describes that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And I know that a number of people in our day and time want to have the mindset, you know, when I get to heaven, I not only want to meet Jesus, I want to meet Moses, I want to meet David, I want to meet Elijah and all of these famous people in the Bible, but I want to tell you that God positioned them in their day and time to accomplish the purposes of God. And with that same mindset, he has positioned you and I in our day and time to accomplish the purposes of God that he has for us. And so we are thankful for those who have gone before us as an example, but they are also thankful for what God is doing in your life and my life, and they are cheering us on as we continue to move forward in faith. In verse number 8, the psalmist says, you have delivered my soul from death and my eyes from tears, but it doesn't stop there. It adds, and my feet from falling, and my feet from falling. And I've got a couple of vivid memories in my adult life of where I was walking, and I misstepped. I put my foot someplace where it wasn't an even step. And I had prepared myself as if it was even, and I went down like a ton of bricks. And One of the incidents that I'm thinking of is I was in my 30s, and after that one, I adopted a whole new mindset, and that was whenever I watched a football player and there was an extremely powerful impact between an offensive and a defensive player, I came to the realization, you know, that's really going to hurt when they get to be my age. Another situation that I was in my 50s, my early 50s, I'm still in my 50s, and I stepped, but on that one, I had on knee pads and those things. I think I even had pads on my elbows at that point in time. I'm not sure. I kind of looked like a skateboarder. I was doing some work and stepped and caught the edge of a concrete slab instead of the whole thing, and there was a drop off there, and in both cases, the people that were around me, yes, because I did not have enough sense to do something like that in private where nobody saw. There were witnesses, but in both of those cases, people came running and said, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" For some reason, here in America or in our modern society, we are immediately captivated whenever someone falls. But as much as I have fallen, I can tell you this. I've successfully stepped thousands, if not hundreds of thousands or million times more than when I fall. The enemy likes to celebrate your falling. But God likes to celebrate your journey. God delivers my feet from falling. He delivers me from that catastrophic, damaging impact with the ground, if you will. We are supposed to, if we do encounter a person that stumbles and falls spiritually, we are supposed to restore them gently. We're supposed to restore them humbly, because we are also susceptible to that apart from Jesus Christ. So if you see a person that falls, don't look at them with condemnation. Believe me, the world is a condemning place. The world is a vicious, vicious place. But be like the two people that were there when I missed the step on the concrete, and they said, "Are you okay? Are you okay? We're just not seeing you go down like that." I was like, "Me neither. I'm not used to it at all." And so I'm thinking of another situation in my life, not where I fell, but where I where I felt in my body a source of pain. And it happened once, it happened a second time, it happened a third time. And when it happened a third time, here's what I did. I got shocked was what happened. And so once that third time happened, I said this: "I'm killing the power to the whole house." And that's what I did. I went there, I found the main, and bam, I shut the power off to the whole house until I was able to get everything hooked up the way that I needed to get it hooked up. And so then I did it because I said, "You know what? I'm tired of feeling this. I want to ask you today, are you tired of feeling the sting of pain of doing life the devil's way instead of doing life God's way? Because God wants to deliver you from falling. The devil wants to set you up to fall big, to fall often, and to fall hard. God wants to deliver us. He wants to put us on a straight path, on a narrow path, on a level path. And I encourage you to do that." He says, "Because of that, because God has delivered me, my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living." Remember, you are not walking in front of people, although they are there to witness that as well, but we are literally walking before the Lord. His eyes are upon us all of the time. He's not looking for us to miss a step so that he can punish us and all of that. He's looking for us to succeed in life. He's looking for you and I to adopt that mindset and said, let me just remind you, "Because I cried out to the Lord," in verse 4, "O Lord, deliver my soul." In verse number 7, "Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. He's delivered my soul from death. He's delivered my eyes from tears and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. So a lot of times people will make a statement like this. Well, I'm willing to die for God. Well, thank you for that. But God wants to know right now, will you live for him? Will you walk out your faith? Will you walk out the love of Jesus? Will you be a walking advertisement, a walking testimony to the goodness of God? Because that's what we need on planet Earth right now. We don't need more people who are just ready to sail off into the sunset. We need people who are ready to actively live the life, not just talk it, but to live it. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Hezekiah was king over Judah, and he was given a prognosis that he was going to die. And he cried out to the Lord, and God spared his life and gave him 15 years. And in the crying out to God, he said, well, let me see if I can find that for you real quick. You know, it's like, God, I've done this for you, and I've done this for you, and I want to continue to do this. So give me just a moment. This wasn't in my notes. So turning pages. Well, anyway, there it is. Okay, so we're in the book of 2 Chronicles. And I'm still not finding the passage that I was looking for. Oh, here we go. Just as I say I can't find it, there I found it. Nope. Have to go to a different place. Trust me, God has things that we can do for him in the land of the living that we cannot do once we are past. And so I want to encourage you to do that. Praise him in the land of the living. Love him in the land of the living. Teach about him in the land of the living. Walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Live as if God has dealt bountifully with you, because he truly has. Live with appreciation and gratefulness of heart for all of the things that God has done for you. I pray that you will celebrate God's deliverance. Okay? Psalm 120, verse number 1. We'll just read the entire psalm here. It's 7 verses. It says, in my distress I cried to the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given to you, or what shall be done to you, you false tongue? Sharp arrows of the warrior with coals of the broom tree. Woe is me that I dwell in Meshech, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. My soul has dwelt too long with one who hates peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. This is one of the songs that the children of Israel would sing as they were on their way up to Jerusalem. It wasn't the fact that it was up north. It was up geographically. It was up topographically. Jerusalem is a very elevated place compared to the regions around it. And so as they were making the journey, they would not be mourning that they were having to make this journey, this pilgrimage. They would be celebrating it. And the psalmist here says, in my distress I cried to the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. There's a lot of things that we've talked about that God delivers us from. And here, one of the things that is mentioned is, God, deliver me from deceitful people. Deliver me from people who are professional liars. Do not surround yourself with people who are not people of truth and people of integrity. Because if those are the people that you are hanging with, I'm not talking about ministering to. There's a difference between ministering to people who are liars than there is dealing with people who are hanging with people, excuse me, who are not telling the truth. If you are hanging out with people who are not telling the truth, people are going to associate you with that same group of people, and they're going to assume that you are lying to them the same way that everybody else is lying to them. And so in our family, there were certain things that were culturally acceptable to do when we were raising our kids, but for us, they weren't truthful. And as a result of that, we did not want to propagate those things to our children because we did not want to bring confusion into their spirit where they'd say, well, if mom and dad lied to us about this, maybe they are lying to us about Jesus. And so we wanted to let them know that Jesus is very real and he's very true. And we didn't want to compromise the message by confusing it with things that were not true. The Bible talks about that in the last days, that there are people who will be following deceiving spirits. It is not just that people have a propensity to not tell the truth, but when it gets to the place where there are deceitful spirits involved, we need the spirit of truth at that point in time. At that point in time, it takes a different strategy. You know, we pray for people that they will come to love the truth of God's word, that they know that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, and we want them to come into that place. And when you are living the truth, truth never has to be, how do I want to say this? Truth is not something that has to be explained away. Truth is something that stands on its own merit. You don't have to apologize for the truth. People who fabricate and deceive and bear false witness, we've talked about all of that before, they've got to remember every lie they've ever told, and then they've got to create another lie to cover for that lie so that that lie is not exposed. It becomes a snowball type of effect where it becomes a bigger and bigger problem. I remember watching VeggieTales with our kids at some point in time. They were probably teenagers at this point in time. But there was one episode where the lie just becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, and pretty soon it is this really ominous thing. And the only way to deal with that deception is to come right out and say, okay, everything there was a fabrication. It was not true. This is the truth of the matter. Truth stands on its own merit. You know, and I will tell you, when someone accuses you of something that is false, I don't know of any way of explaining a fabrication away or rationalizing a deceit away unless you have an alibi at that point in time and say, look, what they're saying cannot be true because I was here. The Bible says that one of the ways that we are supposed to defend ourselves against deceitful or false accusations is to live our life in such a manner that everybody who knows us says, that is not the person that I know. Our character is supposed to be that first line of defense. Now, there are some people who live privately different than they live publicly. and that earns people in society the label of hypocrite. God wants us to be people who of integrity, that we're the same in public, we're the same in private, we're the same wherever we are, and that is that we are people of truth. When you are dealing with deceiving spirits, you realize that the person is actually being led astray. And at that point in time, you've got to go into spiritual warfare mode. You've got to say, God, I need you to deliver my soul from lying lips. I need you to deliver my soul from deceitful tongue. I need you to deliver this person, because deceiving spirits are running rampant. We see more deceit, more manipulated disbursement of communication now than I have ever seen before in my life. There are some people that I just cannot listen to because I know that they are not telling me the truth. And I do not have to let my ear be exposed to deception. I want God to deliver me. I want him to deliver me from false accusations. I want him to deliver me from false information being implanted in my life. And I pray that I'm very successful in that. Every once in a while, I find that something that someone has said, they've intentionally misled me. And you know, that's never a pleasant path. Once you go down an unpleasant path, a lot of times you will determine, I don't ever want to go down that path ever again. God, deliver our soul from deceit. Let us feast on the Spirit of truth. Let us feast on the Word of God. Whatever God has for you and I pray that we will be messengers of truth, that people can know that the things that we tell them, it's not because we want to be mean or anything like that. We are just speaking the truth in love. Don't ever forget that love aspect. People who are lying is their primary language, they don't love, they are looking to victimize. But people who are speaking the truth in love, they're looking and they're saying, you know what? I love you so much that I want you delivered from deceit just the same way that I have been. God bless you. You have a great day. Sorry about the confusion there with Hezekiah earlier. We'll try and do better tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.